So, has God been speaking to you this morning? Have you been attentive to His Word? I love it when Lori says that we be encouraged from the music, or from a song, or from preaching, or from whatever. God speaks to us, but are we attentive to Him? Are we listening for Him? You know, as I listened to Ruth with either the opening announcements, I think it was, or the prayer time where she shared that book, the prayer guide for our country. What a concept. I don't know who came up with that, but it's great. Where she's talking about wisdom for those in leadership. And immediately what came to my mind was Proverbs 15:22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. Do you know who is the best advisor? It's in the book. Read the book. And someone said we have the freedom to do that. Why would we leave that on the table for another day? I'm encouraging you to pick up God's Word, listen to it, proclaim it, put it into practice. It's good for the soul. You know that. You know, I have to tell you, I get to watch God put the service together. Sometimes I choose the music. Sometimes others choose the music. This week, others choose the music. Chose the music. The first hymn we sang. Did you hear the message? Teach us all the art of speaking with the accent of thy love. Are you loving people like God loves you? Listen to the verse, one of the chorus. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Do you hear the words that are being proclaimed, or are you just singing the words? Let these messages speak to you. We're to be different in the world we live. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, would you speak to us now through your Holy Spirit? Empower us to be attentive, not distracted. God, recreate us. Create in us a desire to be more than we are, that we would seek to serve you in all that we do, in all that we say, in all that we hear. Let us burn brightly for you in this dark world that we're living. Help us to get through each day. This is my prayer. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I titled this sermon, Live Differently. We should not be like the world around us. I mean, do you ever feel like you don't fit in with the people around you? I'm sorry. Do your values, your opinions, your lifestyle seem to be a little different than your neighbors? Or sometimes even your own family members? Are you different? For the past several weeks, I've been asking the question, what is your focus in life? Have you thought about that? Have you considered it? And if you're visiting or haven't been around for a while, that's what our focus has been. I'm being focused on God, a kingdom focus instead of the things of this world that so easily distract. You know, if we answer that question, or at least pay attention to it, I'm asking this question with the hope that we'll do some examination of our lives. What truly is your driving focus as you go through the day? Or are you wandering aimlessly? I've been there, bumping off the little pin things, wandering around aimlessly, really with no hope. I've been there. As true followers of Christ, we're called to be different. We're to walk by faith. And until we work out our faith, this world may seem strange. in Hebrews 11:13, all the great men and women that are recorded there in the New Testament are from the Old Testament, and they're described as strangers on earth. You could just open to Hebrews 11 and underline verse 13 or put a circle there because they were different. 1 Peter 1:13 through 17 offers this instruction. 1 Peter, if you want to write that down or if you want to follow along. 1 Peter 1:3 through 17. With minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. I've been there, and I don't want to spend any time there anymore. I have the truth. Now all I have to do is live it out. And that's hard to do if you're not focused, if you're not purposing to walk in a direction, you will walk in any direction. It goes on to say, but just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy, because I'm holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners in reverent fear. That's how we should live. Not scared of God, but standing in awe. Letting Him go first before us. Not behind us, before us. This morning I want to challenge you to live in such a way that the people around you would consider you strange. You're not right. That would be good. For that to happen, you have to live differently. When we come to Christ, when we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord, when we let Him lord over our life, the Bible speaks of us as being born again. In other words, we're dead, and now we're born again. There's a difference, and we choose to live a certain way. And what happens is a process of transformation that brings about change happens. We change the way we act. We change the way we think. And ultimately, we change the way we live out our lives. Ideally, we focus on the changes. Instead of focusing on ourselves, we don't focus on our needs, our wants, or our desires. We focus on God and His will and plan and purpose that He has for our life. Are we doing that, class? Do you realize God has a plan for your life? According to one of those verses in Proverbs, I have plans for 29:11. Proverbs 29. Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you, class, for knowing more. I have a plan for you. Plans to prosper you, not harm you, to give you hope and a future. When you call on me, are you asking God to go before you this day? Forget about yesterday. Tomorrow's not here yet. Today's the day. Lord, go before me. Watch how your day changes from being bounced around like a pinball to having a true focus. And walking His way. All too often, people refuse to live differently. Sure, they want all the benefits of having their sins forgiven. They want all the perks of God taking care of them and providing their needs. They all want a seat in heaven, but they don't want to go through the change to be different. We need to get past that. Change our focus. Renew our thinking. Can I let you in on a secret? The truth is, there's a cost to following Christ. There are changes that we must be willing to make in our life. This is why I ask the hard questions. It's always a good idea to examine ourselves once in a while. Just keep us in check. I was talking to somebody this morning. I said, you know, if I lay my Bible down for 3 days, it takes me 3 weeks to pick it up again. We need to purpose to do things in our life. We need to purpose to change some of the things that distract our focus from God. The truth is, there may be things present in our lives that we enjoy that will not line up with God's purpose for our life. And more than likely, you know what they are, because I know mine. Choose you this day in whom you will serve. God calls us to be different, to be holy, to be set apart. Strangers in this world, are you just like your neighbor? Be different, just for a day, or until Jesus comes again. You know, not just for an hour on a Sunday morning when we meet together, but every moment of the day. So what keeps us from living the way God expects us to live? What is it? I mean, He has a plan and a purpose for our lives, but why do we not walk in His ways? Why do we sometimes walk in His way? Yeah. What keeps us from being different? Is it because we're worried about what people will think if we are diligent to following God's leading? Or is there more? Because I think there's more. Can we really be different? Because in our own strength, I don't believe we can. We have to allow God to work in us to be changed. That's a choice. That's a decision. According to what I read in my Bible, we are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the agreement. Have you considered the last words Jesus spoke before He ascended back into heaven? We see it in Acts 1:8. Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. We can rephrase that. I do it all the time when I share the Scripture. And this isn't the first time I've shared this Scripture. You'll be making a difference in Bethel, in Burnville, in Reading. You'll be God's witnesses. What's that childhood song? Hide it under a bushel? No. Don't let who? Satan? Blow it out? We know that song. But are we living it out, church? I want to bring to your attention the word power. Should I read it in context? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The word translated power in the Greek is dunamis. It's like dynamite. It's a word that refers to strength, power, or ability. And it's not just any power. This word refers to a miraculous power, a marvelous work. Dunamis also refers to moral power that affects our soul. Don't worry about the people. Worry about the people's soul, because this earthen vessel fades away. The soul is eternal. Heaven or hell? Do you care that your brother, sister, brother, neighbor, mailman is going to hell? Unless we share that which we say we believe. God has called us to be a light in this dark world. We will be different when we realize God empowers us through His powerful working of the Holy Spirit. My salvation is not because of anything I do or did. It's because of God. And He chooses to use broken, upside down, backward people to do great things. Listen to the plea to God in Psalm 119, 17 through 19. Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see your wonderful truths in your instructions. I'm only a stranger. I'm only a stranger in the land. Don't hide your commands from me. Now this guy is fully aware that he is a servant of God. His desire is to live by obeying the words and the commands of God. And he seems to understand he can't do it in his own strength. He needs more power, Captain! If he was here today, he would be considered strange. That's how the world would view him, and I hope that's how the world views us. Strange because he believes there is a God. Strange because he believes God is good. And because he believes obeying God's word is a good idea. That's strange. If we truly live as servants of God, some people are going to think we're strange. Truth is, some are stranger than others. I confess, I'm strange, and I'm okay with that. Thank you, brother. You moron? Yeah, it's an inside joke. Truth is, I already said that. See, I love God. I trust God. I believe the Bible is God's inerrant word. I believe my Bible speaks to me. Yes. I believe the Holy Spirit empowers me. And therefore, I do believe all things will work together for good to those who love God, to those who have been called according to His purpose. I believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and you when you invite Him. I believe God is with me and He'll never leave nor forsake me. That's all throughout God's Word. I believe God has a plan for my life. I believe I've been saved from my sins. I believe I have a home in heaven. I'm only passing through this life. This is not my home. I believe that neither death nor life, neither angels or principalities, neither the powers above or below will ever separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8. It's your gift. Pick it up and read it for yourself. Apply it to your life. I believe I'm a child of God. I believe I'm forgiven. I believe I'm saved. I'm strange, and I hope you're strange too. We are. Some of us are. We're meant to be different from those around us. And that will only come about when we change our focus. Maybe it would be good for you to adopt this prayer from Psalm 119, verses 17 through 19, or pray one similar to it. This is your prayer. Lord, give me courage to live as a stranger on earth. We sang about that, didn't we? Give me wisdom. Give me courage. See how God commingles everything? It's amazing. Thank you for your selections. Open my eyes that I may see your wonderful truth in your word. Help me to obey your word. You're not going to see it if you don't pick up your Bible. You won't have the desire to live it out if you don't ask God to help you. You have the Holy Spirit in you as a child of God. Pick it up, plug it in, put it into practice. You are called to be different from the world around you. We cannot live the way God expects us to live on our own. At least I can't. And if you can, please share your secret. I'm assuming it's involved in prayer and reading your Bible and hanging out with like-minded people, but I could be wrong. But that's how I get through the day. Throughout the Bible, we're given practical instruction on how to do this. It's in the book. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul gives us clear instruction on how to accomplish this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 4 through 10. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation just because it reads well. You aren't in the dark about these things. Dear brothers and sisters, you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the darkness and the night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert, be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to pour out His anger on us. Christ died for us so that, whether we're dead or alive when He returns, we can live with Him forever. Paul's encouraging the Thessalonians and us. That's you and me. Are you standing on the Word of God? We're to be different. Paul uses four metaphors to describe the differences that should be present in our lives. Light, not darkness. Day, not night. Awake, not asleep. Sober, not drunk. Four. They're pretty easy to remember. So let's look at the first one. Light, not darkness. Would you agree? The world is living in darkness. Mm-hmm. When the Bible speaks of darkness, it's speaking of evil, ignorance, and sin. That's the darkness. So how are we to live differently if all these things are bombarding us? Here's the secret. Undergo the change. Let God do the work. We move from darkness to light. We allow God to do a work in our lives, and because of that work, we're to live as children of the light. No longer in ignorance and sin. Before I came to Jesus, I was living in darkness. I confess. I've been there, done that, and probably worse than you. But by the grace of God, Jesus shined His light into my life. And I stepped from the darkness into the light. And I have no desire to turn back. If you know Jesus as your Savior and you're allowing Him to lord over your life, you're a child of God. And as that child of God, you're called to be a light in this dark and sinful world. As a true follower of Christ, reflecting His light should be a characteristic that sets your life apart from everybody else. You should be different, kind of strange. You're weird. And I want that. What does Paul mean when he writes, "You're children of the day"? You don't belong to the night. He's referring to the day of the Lord. And as children of the day of the Lord, we know He's coming back again. One day He's coming back to get His own. Are you ready? Could it be today? I am so let it come. Yeah. For people who are in Christ, when we respond to the light, when that day comes, we will rejoice. There are some, you know, I used to agree with that. Lord Jesus, come. And now the jury's out. I don't know. Because that is not going to be a good day for those that don't know Jesus. It won't be a day of rejoicing. It'll be a day of misery. It's the wrath of God. So have you seen the light? Or are you wandering around in the darkness? Those who have seen the light are saved from eternal darkness. We have been rescued from death and hell. And we keep this to ourselves? Why would I do that? Why do I stand there every week going, believe in Jesus, and then tell two friends, bring two friends, bring two enemies? It's not my idea, it's God's. Go to Bethel, go to Burnville, go to Redding, bring him here. You don't have to say a word. I'll do the preaching. You just do the gathering. And I'm not trying to build a mega church. I don't know who keeps thinking that's my focus. I'm trying to build a kingdom. Because that's what God called us to do. Change your focus from week to week, day to day, moment to moment, to eternity. And your perspective will change for the good. When Christ returns, for those who have never heard about Jesus, it's going to be too late for them to be saved. They won't have a chance to step from darkness to light. That won't be an option. Following God's leading throughout this life is the best thing you can ever choose to do. You should do it today. Just see. God has called us as children of the light and of the day to share the gospel with those who are living in darkness. We're called to be different and shine the light of God. Paul encourages us not to be like those who are asleep. We're no longer dead in our trespasses and sin. We're alive in Christ Jesus. I would add there, live that way. We're to be active, not passive, in our daily walk with Jesus. We're not to be like those who are unaware of the truth. In Matthew 24, verse 42, and Matthew 25, verse 13, I'll say those again so you can read the whole chapters, but Matthew chapter 24 at verse 42, and Matthew 25 at verse 13, Jesus makes us aware of the importance to keep watch, to be awake, because we don't know the hour or the moment. Don't allow yourself to go asleep, spiritually speaking. To keep that from happening, we need to be intentional when we read our Bible. We need to spend quality time in prayer, seeking God's will for our life. And be attentive to the ways you can serve God. There are the three, remember? Be intentional to think about ways we can serve God. In other words, wake up. Paul states with the last of his metaphors, sober, not drunk. The NIV reads differently. It says alert and self-controlled. There's the one I struggle with. Both speak of a physical state and a spiritual reality. Drunkenness comes about from a lack of self-control. And it dulls our senses in order to escape a reality. There are times when the pain's just overwhelming. I just want to get away. The world today seems to live for the moment. It pays no attention to the consequences that our actions make. Cause and effect. You drink too much, you get liver disease or something. You smoke too much, you get cancer. You do drugs, you toast your brain. I mean, cause and effect. The world says if it feels good, do it. God expects something different from His children. We're to be, to the best of our ability, self-controlled, sober, in every area of our life. According to God's Word, listen to this, let us who live in the light be clear-headed, fully aware that we're protected from the armor of the faith and the love of God. He promises to go before us. He will guide and protect us. We're to be walking in the confidence of our salvation. I'm saved. I'm a child of God. The way we live our lives is meant to be different from those around us. Our lifestyle should reflect that we're more concerned about loving and serving God than all or any of the momentary promises this world offers. Yes. Man, we need a mic to hang down so we can pick up the response of the congregation. Yes. Listen to the words of 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 through 24. 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 through 24. Brothers, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone, see that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, who belong to Christ Jesus. That's God's word to you, for you. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now, may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus comes again. God will make this happen. For He who calls you is holy. He's faithful. This is God's word to you. Put it into practice. It's a gift from God. Live differently. Today, ask your Heavenly Father to make you different. God, do a work in me. I'm running to your hammer and chisel. Break off the stuff that's interrupting my relationship with you. That's your conscious decision today. Take time to thank Jesus for dying for you so that you can live for Him. You need to die to yourself and allow Him to live in and through you. That's the action you take. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you avoid every kind of evil in this life so that you can live self-controlled. There's eight more. Gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, peace. I wrote these backwards, and I only know them forward, so I'm confused. It's the nine fruit of the Spirit. I'm sure you know them. So it sounds different backwards in my head. Faithfulness, goodness, kindness, patience, peace, joy, and love as you go about your day. When we change the focus from the things of this world to a kingdom focus, we become strangers in the world we live, and we live differently. And it's not really an act that we do. It's we surrender to the Holy Spirit, and He changes our thoughts, our desires, our concerns. We live to glorify and honor God. And that's never a bad thing to do. And the benefits far outweigh this world. They're out of this world, actually. So why not begin today? Go ahead. I dare you. Trade the darkness for the light. And see how much your life changes. And then you'll be the testimony. I'll give you the mic. Say, I was, but now I am. That's the difference. That's the change. And until we experience it, will we truly be that servant of God, living each day for Him, today, tomorrow, until He comes again and calls us home. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that it empowers us, it equips us to make it through this life. I thank You that You promise to go before us each day. And I pray that we would learn, that You would teach us to stand on the promises of God's Word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.